In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in the Gospel today, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. First, I'll give you a little background from the Fathers, and then a little bit of a modern context to that. Saint Epiphanius tells us that some of the Orthodox of his time offended at these words that Jesus wept. Jesus can't weep. He's God. He couldn't bring himself to weep. It's that idea. They omitted them in their copies of the Gospel as if to shed tears was a weakness unworthy of Christ. But this true reading of the evangelist is found in all copies and received by the faithful. And the liberty those took who changed them was too dangerous to be approved by the church. Hence we have this passage in which Jesus wept. But neither do these tears argue in Jesus anything unworthy of his supreme majesty or wisdom. Our Savior possessed all the human passions, but not the defects of them. You know, the Stoic philosophers, Greek philosophers, Stoics condemned the passions, right, in their sages, in their students, and labored to make, as some would say, not philosophers, but statues. They wanted to make statues of their students, right, with no passion in them. The true philosopher moderates and governs his passions. The Stoic labors to destroy them. But, as usual, when he can't effect that purpose, because you can't extinguish the passions, he becomes frustrated, and then some other passion kind of comes along and grabs hold of him, and then the latter is worse than the former, right? I see this sometimes, even in the modern era, where people try to be holy by ignoring their passions, their emotions. And they become kind of these little automated shells of themselves rather than more virtuous versions of themselves. They keep trying to diminish their feelings, their passions. As a priest, it's very sad to watch those who strive. They're striving very eagerly for holiness, and they cut their legitimate humanness out of themselves, and then in desperation end up worse than they were before. You know, if you think of a Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she's not trying to eliminate her passions. Her passions served her so well in the work that she did. It's said our Savior is said to have wept 6 times during his life on earth. First, at his birth, according to many holy doctors, we would think, like any little baby, he would cry. Secondly, at his circumcision, I think that's a legitimate time to cry as well, according to St. Bernard and others. Thirdly, when he raised Lazarus to life, as related in St. John in chapter 11, or more accurately, he wept at the tomb at seeing Lazarus' death. Fourthly, in his entry to Jerusalem, described in this place. Fifthly, during his agony in the garden, where he wept blood. And sixthly, during his passion, when he often wept on account of the great distress of mind, his distress of mind, occasioned principally by the knowledge that he was going to suffer such grievous pain and agony, and that few would use the quality of that redemption for their own redemption, according to Dionysius. That must have been the worst of the 6 weepings. Imagine suffering so violently and completely, seemingly in vain, knowing many would ignore the gift of their redemption. It is a great tragedy. Now, why do I bring that up? Maybe this is a rerun. Maybe I said it here before. I've said it a few times in different masses. Why do we go to Mass? What is the reason we go to Mass? Here are some of the answers that I've heard. I'll go from lowest to highest. To hear good music. Now, I love listening to Aristotle, but it's not the reason we come to Mass. Aristotle can record his voice in iTunes, he can give it to me, and I can listen to it in the car. That can't be the reason for Mass. I want to be entertained. Well, folks, I'm not an entertainer. Sorry. Go to a movie, right? That's where you can be entertained. I go to hear a good homily. Well, I read good homilies. I read St. John Newman, and I can get it in a book, and I can read it at home, or I could listen to it online, right? There's great homilies. I can listen to Father Barron. I can listen to others very easily. Bishop Barron. To fulfill my Sunday obligation. Well, that's good. But why is there a Sunday obligation? It begs the question, right? To hear the Word of God, right? To hear the Gospel of Luke today. Well, that's very good. But you can do that at home with a Bible, right? To be with fellow Catholics. Well, that's good too. But we can do that in a narthex, right? Why do we have to be in here? We can have a little party out there every Sunday if we want. To receive Christ really, truly, and substantially present in the Eucharist. Well, that's excellent, but that's not it either, right? We could, if you have grandma at home who can't make it to Mass, we can take the Eucharist to her. It's not the essential element of the Mass to receive Holy Communion, for example. You notice in the Hispanic community, many come to Mass, but few receive Holy Communion. That can't be the essential element of the Mass, as important as that is. So what is the purpose of Mass? And that's why I find it shocks many people, maybe not here, but shocks many people. We come to offer sacrifice. We offer God the Son to God the Father. God the Son becomes really, truly, and substantially present. And then he's offered to God the Father in a numerically distinct sacrifice that is specifically the same as Calvary. Those words are chosen very, very carefully, doctrinally. So the sacrifice is given here of God the Son to God the Father. Holy sacrifice of the Mass is the principal act of Christian worship given to us by Christ to honor God, to make reparation for sin, and receiving from Christ the fruits of his passion, death, and resurrection. It's propitiatory. It turns God away from the calamities that might visit us. So, for example, during COVID, it would be a very good thing to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that God's wrath might turn from these calamities. If the Lord weeps over Jerusalem and weeps at the cross, he does weep for the lack of attention to the sacrifice of the Mass. For those who don't come to the sacrifice, and those who come without the notion or the presence of mind for the sacrifice that occurs at the altar. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta heard our Lord say to her once in one of the visions, he said to her, "They don't want me because they don't know me." We should pray for the gift of tears that we may weep at the Jerusalem in our own hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.